What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
There you go again, three 14-year-olds. It's just bizarre, isn't it? We didn't have any idea 20 years ago this was just around the corner, even 10 years ago, that there was going to be an explosion of kiddie crime, and nothing, absolutely nothing, with a capital N, being done about it. God, it's a disgrace. By the way, it was interesting to see Jenny Hill, that's the Townsville mayor, who is a very strong Labor supporter, as I understand it. She's saying this state government's a disgrace. This state Labor government. Townsville mayor, it said in, was it Friday's Cairns Post, Townsville mayor has launched an extraordinary attack on the state government's efforts towards curbing the city's crime scourge. So that's their city, that's Townsville. Mayor Jenny Hill used a mayoral minute at Wednesday's council meeting down there to attack the Palaszczuk government's response to local property crime. It accused them of moving to soften criminal laws. For offences including public drunkenness, urination. Council Hill also vowed to work directly with CEO Prince Ralston to push for convicted property crime offenders to do meaningful work as part of any community service orders. She said property crime had impacted thousands of Townsville residents and the issues can no longer be ignored by the state government. Oh, good luck. More than 1,100 people have been arrested by Townsville police for 3745 property crime offences. I think our property crime offences are 4,000 whatever, which is a hell of a lot more than Townsville. Now, remember we used to say, oh, gee, poor people down in Townsville. Now, the number of crimes here, we leave them for dead. It's just outrageous. 3745 property crime offences there in 2022, part of Operation Uniform. Look, I don't need to go on with that. The fact of the matter is it's out of control here. But as I mentioned a few minutes ago, this lady out there at Red Lynch, good on her. Let me read this from yesterday's Cairns Post. Anna Stanbridge had a horror awakening. This is at 20 to 2 on Sunday morning, finding a man at the foot of a bed with a torch rummaging through her wardrobe after having made his way through the rest of the house. This is happening all the time. Do you know why? Because they don't have anything to worry about. You know, even if I'm caught, oh, I'll get a slap over the wrist with a wet lettuce leaf. Just outrageous. Anyway, she took immediate action to expel him from her home, yelling at him to get out and chasing him away. But not before he had thieved her bank cards and car keys. Pursuing him into the street, Miss Stanbridge said, or rather then blasted, an air horn to alert her neighbours of the threat present in the neighbourhood. Now, by the way, there's a picture of her with that air horn there. If you've got no ideas, it's just a handy little can. It doesn't look at all heavy. It's very small. You could conveniently locate it next to your bed or whatever. I think this is a terrific idea. I'm going to cut to the chase here. One of Miss Stanbridge's neighbours, who didn't want to be named, was among those who responded to the alert of the air horn. Now, anyway, the man and his fellow residents have begun devising their own anti-crime solutions. Now, you just heard Heidi Marrick saying, yes, get together as a community, get together as neighbours. Please start learning your neighbours' names and saying g'day. And together you'll be a lot more able to defend yourselves against this explosion, this tidal wave of children being totally out of control, largely thanks to the parents, I would imagine. Anyway, the anti-crime solutions that they're using now have begun devising those solutions, believing crime was worsening and the justice system was not adequately ensuring the public were safe from repeat offenders. Now, I just put a call through. She's come to the phone there. She is. She's out at Red Lynch. Her name is Anna Stanbridge. Anna, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, it's a shame we had to get to that and use it, isn't it?
I think you've set something out there that's going to be an inspiration to victims everywhere, of which there are thousands per year here in Cairns.
There is indeed. And we're in a cul-de-sac and we sort of get together and have a chat every now and then, or a beer, and talk about things. Anyway, we're talking about it one night, about the explosion in crime and break-ins, and really nothing's been done about it. I thought we need something to alert us, because it's more than often in the middle of the night, it's the dead of night. So So I said, why don't we get like at the halftime at rugby and to finish the game, they have the siren, the little air horn. So my neighbour ran inside, Googled it instantly and bought a whole bunch of them for us, and we've all got one each beside our beds just in case.
I think it's bloody remarkable. You know how bad it is here. I mean, there's Jenny Hill, the mayor down in Townsville, saying, oh, look, it's just intolerable what's happening down here because they had this year, in the last 12 months, 3,745 property crime offences in Townsville. You know how many we've had? 4,714 to their 3,700. And, you know, and before we used to say, oh, poor old Townsville. Poor old Townsville, crime wave. What about ours? I mean, they're in and out of every house, just about every house in town, and nothing effective is even thought of out of this government in Brisbane. Jenny Hill's part of that party, and she's saying, wake up. Wake up, Labor government in Brisbane. We're being absolutely invaded by these little creeps.
Exactly. It's come to the point where the police can't do anything, the government won't do anything, so it's up to society, it's up to us to do something now, because they're in our bedrooms, they're in our homes, they're in our sanctuaries, doing whatever they want. They don't even care. They do not care.
Do you know, Anna, what really infuriates me, these bleeding hearts who say, oh, these poor young children, we need to give them more cuddles and kisses and encourage them this and do send them home to mum and dad in the police car. And do you know who's never mentioned? The bloody victims, and particularly those elderly, I call them the invisible North Queenslanders, those elderly people who are just terrified every night that these little bastards are going to be in their rooms and confronting them with their knives and whatever, and unloading any, you know, a whole lot of precious stuff, like jewellery from time to time, but even money, when you're on a pension, my God, how crippling it can be. But no one talks about the invisible North Queenslanders who are over 70 in their homes, absolutely defenceless. They're doing nothing to protect them.
It's disgusting. It's awful. And, you know, the next day, so that was 1:30 in the morning. This all happened 1:40. I rang the police instantly. They basically put me through to log the crime. I still haven't heard back from anyone. I had the friends that's come on Sunday to dust for prints and do a DNA test on what something that the thief left behind. That day, my son and I have gone out. We've got every padlock, every alarm, every siren, cameras. You know, this is $2,000 worth of stuff that we've had to purchase, let alone fix the door, the call out for the locksmith, change all the locks. Don't know where my car keys are now. Who knows? In a ditch somewhere, in a bag, where they've got, apparently they keep bag loads of keys, but it's a game. It's a game to them. I think they drive out to Yarrabah is the latest thing, which is what I'm reading on the Ken's Crimes pages. Then they're going down to Townsville and vice versa, and it is a total game, videoing it. Woo, look at me. Let alone the people's homes. And the elderly in their homes, they wouldn't have bounced out of bed with a baseball bat like I had to.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, that bat sleeps with me now. Since when do I make my bed, put the pillows on the bed, as you do, 55,000 pillows, and a baseball bat? It's got to that. It has got to that. It's disgusting. I jump at every noise now, everything. I won't even have the aircon on, you know, because you've got to shut your doors. You can't hear anything that's happening in the rest of the house with the aircon on.
Isn't it bizarre? That's interesting. When you ring the police, what's the instruction? Oh, please log the crime. Now, a whole lot of people are going to be at home terrified, shaking in fear, and their direction is please log the crime. And this is a situation where our police force is down to a fraction of what we need with this crime wave. It's a fraction of what we need. Not only that, they have to have the ability to take more effective action. Once they get before these magistrates, there has to be something that sees us protected from the ravages of these dangerous people who are now going armed with knives and screwdrivers in our homes. We've got to have protection. They've got to be put somewhere where they can't be breaking into our homes every night. You see them, and some of them, one the other day had 16 stolen cars. He was a kid. And nothing is being done to protect us. It's almost like they're there to protect the criminals. and not protect us victims. It's starting to look like that. We plead for more police and get nothing, virtually nothing up here. Mind you, no surprises here. The state government's desperately trying to attract more police. Well, at the moment, with the lack of support they get, no wonder there's no queue up to join the police force. And look, we've got a hell of a challenge, but I think you've made a really strong step in the right direction here, saying to people, look, get together. And Heidi agreed, get together as a community group. Go out and get these air horns. Where did you get that, by the way?
Oh, my neighbour bought it online. She bought a bunch of them and handed them out.
Right.
I think this one's actually called a party. Party Central, it's called. So I think party shops will probably have them. Definitely probably sports shops, because you do them at half time at the sports. Online, eBay. I don't know, maybe there's an outlet for us. But yeah, anything. But get together. Get to know your neighbours. Have a system. And practice what you're going to do at night when you wake up, rather than freeze and think, oh, where's my phone? Where's my this? Where's my that? And you know, and I set traps now too. I'm like practically Kevin from Home Alone. There you go.
How many houses either side sort of, how many others did you approach?
There's five of us, and we're only in a teeny tiny cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, as soon as that air horn went off,
yes,
people came out. My son and neighbour went down the road. The neighbour around the corner, because there's another sort of a court around the corner, he was getting home from night shift. He joined in on the hunt for them. They went around the other corner. There were some guys they knew having a party. So they said, well, we'll join in. So they're out looking. You know, this is what it has to be. And I don't blame the police. I blame the governments and the system. And the police are as hacked off as what we all are, I'd say.
Oh, exactly.
And no one cares. They don't really talk about it, do they? And, yeah, stuff needs to be done. So, yeah.
The name of the air horn again. I've just got to write this down.
Oh, it's the label of this one is Party Central Party Wear.
Party Central what, sorry?
Party Wear.
Party Wear.
Yeah, okay. It's got a mini air horn. It wouldn't have too many goes in it, you know, but it's just there, it's handy, and you just put, you don't have to touch anything, flick anything, you just pop your thumb on the top and off it goes.
Okay. Luke, did you write that down? Yes, he did. So if you didn't get that name and you want that again, I think we've all got to arm ourselves, really. There's no response to what Jenny Hill demanded the state government do. No response out of Brisbane. No surprises there. They just tune out to our nightmare. So please, arm yourselves with these things, these horns. It could be just the answer. And get together with your neighbours. I know people don't do it anymore, especially since the internet arrived on the scene, social media. Please, it's just a matter of saying, hi, my name's John. What's your name? There's been people hanging around looking like we're going to be next in line for a raid. I think we could go out and get the air horns or whatever. It's not a big deal. We've all got to do it now. We've got to defend ourselves. We're being invaded. Anna, you're magnificent. Thank you for talking to me today and talking to all of us.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you.
Isn't she wonderful? Anna Stanbridge is her name. She's out there at Redlinch.